Biologists have a technical term for virgin birth. It's called parthenogenesis. Doug Sweet is the curator of fishes at the Belle Isle Aquarium in Detroit. He says parthenogenesis is common in invertebrates and some amphibians.
Most vertebrate animals, you know, the females will produce eggs even if a male's not around. And it's just a matter of, it's a chemical trick, basically, to get that egg to develop into an individual without a sperm activating it.
But parthenogenesis has been totally unheard of for sharks until now. Last year, the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska, announced they thought a bonnethead shark there had reproduced by parthenogenesis. The baby lived less than 12 hours, though, and genetic tests were inconclusive. But when Doug Sweet saw the press release from the Henry Dorley Zoo about a possible virgin birth, he thought he'd try an experiment. Sweet decided to incubate the eggs of his two female bamboo sharks. Four of the eggs developed. Sweet says the sharks were acquired by the aquarium before they had reached sexual maturity, and they've never been exposed to a male. He says the likely conclusion is that these sharks are reproducing by parthenogenesis. Two other explanations, though highly unlikely, are that the shark has both testicular and ovarian tissue and fertilized its own eggs, or that sharks are capable of storing sperm for years and even passing it down to their offspring. Sweet has sent small clippings from the shark's fins to the Henry Dorley Genetics Lab. Testing has already begun, but Sweet says it could take more than a year to get the results. In the meantime, Sweet says, the facts remain the same. A female shark has given virgin birth. If it is parthenogenesis, he says, it will have important implications for biologists around the world.
Parthenogenesis just hasn't been considered to happen in sharks. It's never been recorded. It may be happening all the time out there, so this is kind of breaking news in the shark world.
The two adult bamboo sharks and the offspring are currently on exhibit at the Belle Isle Aquarium in Detroit. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.